Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
God didn't tell me I was on one. say a few quick words and I'll take my seat and we'll wrap this thing up and get to a nice meal. Amen. This person here is talking about, I want to make changes and want to know what I want, what should I work on first? I'll tell you the mistake that most Christians make that I can save you from making. Save you a lot of trouble. Most people, when they start doing this Christian thing, they start fixing everything that other people can see. That's where they start. And they don't really fix it. They just don't do it where people can see it. Y'all know what I mean? And then all their sins are hidden. On the down low, you know what I mean? Off to the side, around the corner where nobody can see what, whatever. Now, here's what happens when you do that. Here's what happens. You go to church, and you get, you're dressed nicer than you normally are. You're acting nicer than you normally do. You're behaving yourself and all that, which is fine, but it's, you know. And you go to church, and then someone says, "Praise the Lord, brother. I'm glad you're here today." And the first thought that goes through your mind is, you wouldn't be glad if he knew what I was really doing. See, by having those hidden sins, the devil can take any amount of acceptance you get and say, they're not really accepting you. They're just accepting that front that you're giving them. And there's just enough truth to that to take us out every single time. If you start with, let me fix the things that people can see and do the rest on the down low, the way most of us do, if that's your approach, again and again and again, the devil's going to come along and take us off our square. I want to save y'all from that. The Bible says that the word of God is like a seed, where we plant that seed in our lives and it starts to take root and change us and transform us. And here's a story that Jesus told about that. He said a farmer went out to plant his seed. See, he's telling a story to illustrate this point, that the seed is like the word of God. He says, farmer went out to plant his seed. He scattered the seed on the ground. Now, some fell on a path, you know, like a footpath, you know. Birds came and ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky places, where there wasn't much soil, and the plants came up quickly, but because the soil wasn't deep, when the sun came up, it burned the plants. They dried up because they had no roots. We were just talking about roots, weren't we? Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, and it produced a crop of 60 or 30 times more than what was planted. Now, a lot of people read that verse about the seed and planting the seed and the seed falling, going, all the seeds everywhere in this story. And they say, what you have to do is just take the word of God in your life and just sprinkle it everywhere and see what happens. That's not the point of this story at all. If you know any, I know farmers. I don't know if y'all know farmers. I'm from Texas, okay? They don't just throw seed wherever to see what happens. You know what I mean? They say, we got to till the soil and dig it up and get all the rocks out and get all the thorns out and get everything and put that seed right where it's supposed to go and then water it. Then we go and get a plant. If we're not doing that, we're paying good money for seed that we're just throwing away. See? The part of this I want to zero in on is this part right here where it says, the thorns grew up and choked the plants. Because this is the thing, you're trying to get the word of God into your life. We're trying to plant God's word into your heart. But there's all these thorns that come up and choke the life out of that word as it takes root in your life. Your walk with the Lord needs breathing room. Amen? There's lots of things choking us out. I want to give you what my three main things I think are choking us out. Now, here's the first thing is fear. Fear of failure, fear of your past coming back to haunt you, fear the things we're doing in secret to come back up to the surface, fear. Fear that God isn't going to forgive us, even though he said he would. Fear that people won't accept you if they find out what's really going on with you and what's in your past. Fear of all these things. That fear comes along and chokes the life. I mean, some of us can't breathe in here because of the fear in our life. If we take that fear and rip that out, because that's what you do with you got thorns where you're trying to plant your crop, you pull it out. It's not a halfway thing. You go in there, I'm going to clear out all the thorns in this field where I'm going to plant. You go in there and take that fear and rip it out of your heart, out of your life, and put that on God's altar and say, God, I need you to take that fear away from me. I don't want to live in fear anymore. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and I know you can see me through. If I have you and I have your courage and I have your strength, I can endure this thing. Here's the second thing I think chokes out our breathing room, and you need breathing room in your walk. Here's the second thing is shame. Shame. Some of us in this room are so ashamed. It's just killing us. I mean, it is absolutely choking out. Some of you, bless your hearts, I'm not going to name any names, but you know who you are. I can come in this room and say, God loves you and he's got a plan for your life. And that shame that you feel in your heart, that deep shame that you feel, you spit that word right back out of your life. I try to plant it in there. It jumps right out. It doesn't take root at all. I say, you know, God loves you. He has a plan for you. I can look in your face. I know you don't believe it. You say, no, if you only knew what I've done, or if you only knew what was in my background, if you only knew the things I'm so ashamed of. God doesn't want you to be ashamed. God wants you to change. Let's not get that twisted now, for heaven's sake. But if you're living in shame, I'm going to tell you what right now. If you're ashamed of your past, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Sooner or later, you're going to feel so bad about that. I mean, really, really feel bad about that. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to go back to the same exact thing. If you feel ashamed about all those times you backslid, am I wrong? Now, y'all can figure out how I know all these secret mysteries. If I sound like a backslider that's already figured all this out, y'all know exactly where all these brilliant insights are coming from. Here's the third thing I think is choking you out, and you need breathing room in your life, and this is what's choking you out, is guilt. Oh, the guilt, for heaven's sake, the things we feel guilty over. We know, everybody in this room knows we've done wrong. Everybody in this room knows we need to be forgiven. No question about that. But if we wallow in that guilt and wallow in that negativity and that low self-esteem, we are never going to, the word is never going to take root in us. It's choking it out. It's not letting it, I can say God's forgiven you. I can say God has set you free. I can say God has a plan for your life. And I can say it real loud with a lot of enthusiasm. But if you've got that guilt, it's never going to take root. So we have to take that guilt and dig it up and tear it out and say, God, take this guilt away from me. Take this shame and this fear away from me. I can't live according to these things anymore. But bless your hearts, half the Christians I know are using fear and shame and guilt as a way to fuel their walk. To say, I got to feel guilty enough. I got to get a good guilt going to make me get up and go to church. And they go down there, and some places they got a pastor that's laying the guilt on even thicker as a way to manipulate them to keep them coming back. There is no way we're going to win at this game, y'all. No way whatsoever. We're going to get, in the place of fear, we're going to ask God to give us courage. Hello? To face what we got to. That sounds right when I say it, right? It didn't make sense in your head a second ago. Fear is the thing choking it out. Courage is what allows us to move forward. Instead of shame, we need a sense of zeal and passion in our walk to get serious about this, to be bold, to be sold out. All of these things are choking out, and all of these are keeping us from having breathing room in our walk. And here's the thing I'm going to try and tell you. Acceptance from other Christians will not give you breathing room. That won't work. If you say, I just feel all this fear and shame and guilt, and it's choking the life out, and I just feel like I got no breathing room, and I feel like I'm just not going to make it, I'm not going to be. If every Christian in the world says, you are amazing, you won't believe it. Fear and shame and guilt won't let you believe it, so it won't give you breathing room. We accept you right now in this place. You are accepted 100%. Now, we don't like everything that you do and everything you have done, neither do you, so we're still all on the same page. But we accept you 100%. That's not going to give you breathing room. You have to tear these things out of your life that are choking out the life from your walk. And you need to look at yourself. You know yourself. What are those things that are keeping me from having that breathing room? And besides, I don't know if I'm comfortable with the idea of all Christians everywhere accepting me and thinking that I'm super holy, because the Bible says to be concerned about that. You know, the Bible actually says, beware when all men speak well of you. So I've never had the problem myself. And you didn't need to laugh at that. You could hear Miss Jackson in the back laugh louder than anybody. I thought you loved me, but I found out different. Can you see if there's something sharp sticking out of my back? I feel like somebody stabbed me in the back right there. I don't want to be tempted by having all that acceptance, because I don't want to seek after other people's approval, and it's not going to give me the breathing room I need. We got to pull out these things before we plant a seed. Some of us, we got so much junk and so much bad thinking, like we're trying to illustrate here in our walk, and we're trying to pour good stuff into that. Let me mess up and then try and put Jesus in there. And we know that we're going back and forth, and we're not getting that growth and that forward potential that we're looking to tap into. So we have to look at how can we tear out these thorns that choke out the word when it comes into our life. And let me tell you another thing, just as we're wrapping up here. Church culture will tell you everything wrong to change. Okay? Don't go by what other Christians tell you to change at all. Go by what the Lord is telling you. Go by you. Again, I'm trying to empower you and strengthen you to know in your own life what you need to change. I'm giving you the tools. You know how to do the job. You know how to look in your life and say, this is the thought that's running around in my head that's driving me nuts, that the devil is just leading me around on it. Again, maybe that's low self-esteem. Maybe it's insecurity. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's shame. Maybe it's guilt. Whatever those things are, you're aware of that. Get in there and tear those thorns out of your life so that the word can take root in your life. Don't let churchy people say, well, you gotta button your button all the way up to the top button, and you gotta put your Bible under your arm, we're not gonna get anywhere off of that. Final point, we're gonna wrap this up, and Jed's gonna sing us a closing song. Jesus said to think of your life like a house, like you're going to build a tower, you know, a building. And he says, the way that you build a tower or a building is the way you ought to think about building your life up and how that would take shape and stuff. And here's what he said about that. If you lay the foundation for a tower and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Now, I think a lot of people read this verse and say, well, this is all about what other people say, and it's about trying to do it in a way that other people would think is legit, and it's about, you know, never making mistakes and just following through and accomplishing whatever. This is what I think this verse is trying to say to us, what the point that Jesus is trying to make, is that there's a way to build this house that's going to work. There's a way to build this house that will actually allow you to achieve success at building it. That's the way you need to go about it. Now, there's a way that these people standing on the side and mocking think you ought to build that house, that it ain't going to work. If you build a house, you got to start with that foundation, then you got to start with the pillars and sort of the supporting walls and the thing. You can't just start on the outside and then build your way in. That's not going to work. You can't build it all at once, can you? That's what Pete was talking about. You got to work steps one at a time. It's the same thing with a building. You got to build it up from the ground up, one thing at a time. And you walk by a building, a construction site, that doesn't look like a building for a long time. You know, it starts off looking like a pile of lumber. Then it looks like some things have been nailed together, but it doesn't look like a house. It doesn't look like a thing till it gets to the very end. But we have to be comfortable with that building process. We have to be comfortable with this idea that there's a way to build this that will allow us to make it work. And that's what I'm trying to give you. I'm trying to give you a way to build your walk that will actually function and do the job, that will allow you to have balance and health. Because the main thing the Lord wants to do with you is to, as these other brothers were illustrating beforehand, he wants to share the love that he has with you and to have you receive that love and have that love transform you. All these other things that we're talking about are choking that out. We want to give you that breathing room. Amen? God bless you. We love you. Y'all.